The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
The Great Big Indian Money Show. Brought to you by iGlobal on March the 26th and 27th. The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iMoney Show here on iGlobal Radio. Today we're talking to Sandeep Shah, who's from a company called Balance Consultancy Limited, a company that specializes in writing wills and probates and making sure that your will is set out and written in the right way. Who will benefit from your will? Who should look after any children under 18? Who's going to sort out your estate and carry out your wishes after your death or executor? And what happens if the people you want to benefit die before you do? So joining us here today is Sandeep Shah from Balance Consultancy Limited, who is the Principal and Managing Director. Balance Consultancy is based in Stanmore with clients all over England, but mainly within London. So Sandeep, a very warm welcome. Thank you for joining us here today on the programme.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you for the invitation. And lovely to be here.
So one of the things that we hear more and more about these days is that people passing on, leaving their loved ones behind, and sadly, sometimes not leaving anything to them or to their name, or sometimes not bothering to understand the full financial aspects of their passing. Of course, it's a sad subject to talk about, but on the other hand, we can make it constructive here today and inform people of what they need to do with their wills. Does everyone actually need a will?
So, Tony, the answer to that question is it really depends on circumstances. So, two things. First, if someone doesn't have a will, there is a law called the law of intestacy. The word intestacy revolves from the word intestate. Intestate means you've passed away without a will. The law of intestacy is a very laid down rule of law in the government, in the law, which says what happens to your estate means whatever you own if you were to pass away without a will. If it's just a married couple and there's no children, automatically it will go to the surviving spouse. The problem, what happens when if you both die together? If you are unmarried, single, then everything devolves to your parents. So if that's what you want, no problem. All other scenarios really need to be covered in a will. Otherwise, they will be dictated by the government's law, which may not be your particular wish of how you want your estate to go.
It seems pretty complicated to me, the whole process of understanding who gets what, where it goes. And you just mentioned that the government will then determine what happens to the state, should there be one. The whole thing is quite confusing and a whole maze of different thoughts and processes. Your role is to help us understand that.
So my role is basically to make people understand the importance of writing a will. When a client comes to me, again, we go through the different options. Fundamental to this, the whole idea about the will is really, it's your wishes. What do you want done to your estate? How do you want your money, your properties, etc., to pass on? What is your wish while you're alive? If you pass away, what is your wish? That's what my job is, to encapsulate that in a document, legally binding document, which says, if I die, I want so-and-so or my percentage of my estates to go to 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever number of people. Now, the other reason for the will is obviously to make it, if you're married, to make it as tax efficient as possible. To other dangers when we are writing a will is also, you know, where you start missing out a beneficiary. So say, as an example, you have a child and you decide, okay, you know, in the old days, the boys get everything, the girls get nothing or a very small percentage. This day and age, that would create a major war after both the husband and the wife or the parents have passed away. So we have to be very careful when we're drafting wills, and our job is to advise the clients in the right way.
What is the difference between when the husband and wife passes away? I mean, who determines at the end of the day who gets what? from both either one of the partners?
So if they don't have a will, again, the law of intestacy will come into play. So depending on who's passed away second, so as an example, say the husband has passed away second, there are no children. If there are no children, everything he owns, and they both own together, but if he's passed away second, everything he owns will go to his parents, if his parents are alive. If he has children, then yes, the children will get an equal share. If he has no children and no parents, then the next line is it will go down to the uncles and aunts. And then thereafter, again, just continuing in the bloodline. But ultimately, if he has no one, then we know there is government there with an open hand, and they will then take your estate.
We're talking to the Principal and Managing Director of Balance Consultancy Limited today, who's Shandeep Shah, who joins us today here on the iMoney Show, part of iGlobal Radio. And we're going to be talking about parents with young children who need to have wills made.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. The Great Big Indian Money Show, brought to you by iGlobal on March the 26th and 27th.
So, Shandeep, why is it important then for parents with young children to have wills made? Because obviously the money needs to go to the right place, the right person, and you've got children, and the money, quite rightly, should go to them, should the parents or one of the parents pass away.
So, Tony, there's a couple of reasons. First, not having a legal document in place which says where your child will go if both the parents pass away before the child turns into an adult, i.e. over the age of 18, we have in the will a clause which is called guardianship. Guardianship is a vital, vital clause. Forget everything you own. Forget your houses. Forget your money. Your child is the most important thing you have. When a child is born in this country, that's the most important asset you have. So you want to protect that child. If we don't have something in writing that if both parents pass away before the child turns 18, then simply for the protection of the child, the law in this country says the child will go into foster care first before any member of the family or anyone with a vested interest in that child makes an application to the court to take custody of that child. Now, this is a long drawn out process, or can be a long drawn out process. And you can imagine a young child going through that, living in foster care. Why do the government do this? This is basically their job, to protect the child. It's not to protect anyone else, it's to protect the child.
You're listening to the iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio today, and we're talking to Shandeep Shah. Now, what happens if I'm married, and does everything go to the spouse? We'll be talking about that in just a moment.
This is the iMoney Podcast from iGlobal. Find out more about the Great Big Indian Money Show under the events section of iGlobalNews.com.
So, Shandeep, I've been told that if I am married, everything automatically goes to the spouse. Is that correct? Or is that terminology correct, what I've just asked you?
So, Tony, again, that depends on circumstances. If you have no children, it is correct that everything will go to the spouse with or without a will. With a will, obviously, you know, it's very unlikely that the partner is going to leave something to someone else. However, if you have children, the whole scenario changes. The law of intestacy kicks in if you don't have a will. So the law states the first £270,000 of the estate will go to the surviving spouse. The balance, in simple terms, is then split half-half. Half goes into a trust for the surviving spouse. The other half will go into to the children, either directly to them if they're over the age of 18, or in a trust. So now we can start seeing the implications of not having a will. First, you know, there are tax implications. Second, do you really want to leave your wife in a limbo, or a husband in a limbo? Do they have enough to live on for the rest of their life? Do you want to give so much to the children? early on in their life. So there's various permutations.
What are the tax implications of this particular situation that you've just explained?
So the tax implications are that if you don't have a will, you have a surviving spouse and you have children, everything which goes to the children, if it's above your inheritance tax rate threshold of 325,000 plus the residential allowance, if it goes above that, every penny above that is going to get taxed at 40% under the current legislation. Whereas with the will, you could have been a bit smarter to say, okay, everything goes to the surviving spouse, which means zero tax. So the whole lot will go to the spouse. Spouse, depending on age and health and everything, then has flexibility to gift some of that off. But I'm not going to go into the inheritance tax implications, but there's no tax to pay on that first death if there is a will and it's drafted correctly.
We're talking to Shandeep Shah from Balance Consultancy Limited, and we're going to be talking about all about financial planning and will writing and why should there be financial planning in wills in a moment.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
The Great Big Indian Money Show, brought to you by iGlobal. On March the 26th and 27th.
So, Shandeep, we've been told that wills are essential and very much part of our financial planning. Why is that? And what's the theory and the thought process behind that?
So, our financial planning, we're dealing with money all the time. Wealth is going up, particularly, you know, if you're educated, you're in a successful career, wealth goes up. If we fail to plan, we are, you know, planning to fail. And every financial planner in this country generally will say, we look at the end first. The end first is death. Have you covered the scenario that if you were to pass away today, what happens? How does your estate devolve? From there onwards, everything then works backwards. That, okay, you've done your pensions, you've done your ISAs, you've done everything else. However, if you've not looked at the scenario of death, everything you've done so far could be undone if you don't have the will. Hence, vitally important. And now a question which almost, I would say, every financial planner, every independent financial advisor will ask and insist from their clients to say, look, have you made a will? If you've made a will, then at least they can do their planning. There's a certainty that, look, you know, there is some document in place where the estate of the person who's died will devolve, and it devolves in a tax-efficient manner. Mm. Absolutely. It is a safety net. We've got to think about the ultimate tragedy, which is death, and then plan your life and live your life to the full and properly, knowing that you've actually sorted that end bit out.
This is the iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. We're talking to Shandeep Shah today, who is the Managing Director of Balance Consultancy Limited.
This is the iMoney Podcast from iGlobal. Register for or partner with the Great Big Indian Money Show, brought to you by iGlobal on March the 26th and 27th.
Sandy, what happens if a person loses their mental capacity or have a serious illness and somebody might need to take decisions on their behalf? Easier said than done, I know. What role does will writing and the lasting powers of attorney have in this particular scenario?
Thank you, Tony. A really interesting question and something which is now, you know, in the last 5-6 years, grown massively.
It's been more apparent, hasn't it?
It's become more apparent due to the rise of dementia, rise of things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, strokes in young people. Everything is, you know, just on the way up. This has a major implication, okay? So if someone has a condition where they've lost mental capacity, so the mental capacity in simple terms is really where you've lost your thinking ability, you don't know right from wrong, Physically, you may be fine. You're walking, you're talking, but you don't know what you're saying. You don't know right from wrong. You may not be able to recognize people. All of that. That has a major impact on your financial side as well as your health. There is no automatic right in this country for anyone to take decisions on behalf of someone else, particularly financial decisions. A very simple example I'll give you. If you have a joint bank account, husband and wife. Husband, and I'll use the husband as a case. Husband loses capacity. They've had a stroke or been diagnosed with dementia, which is really progressing fast. If the bank finds out that one of the parties to the joint account has lost capacity, there is no power of attorney in place or lasting power of attorney in place for the protection of the other party and the funds in the account, and for the bank, they will freeze it. They will freeze that asset. Now, you can imagine what then happens. The wife unable to get access to the money until a new account is open, lots of direct debit, standing orders, all bounce, and the ripple effect of that. So to overcome that, professionally, we always recommend take out a lasting power of attorney. There are two types. There's one for financial affairs, so simple things like operating a bank account, paying the bills, doing the investments, that kind of stuff. And the other one is for health and welfare. Again, health and welfare, if someone's lost capacity, who speaks to the doctors on their behalf? Who speaks to the nurses? Who speaks to the social services? Many of the social services, local authorities are now asking families, have you got a lasting power of attorney in place for your mum, your dad, etc., etc.? If you've lost capacity, sadly, it's too late, okay, to get that power of attorney. So you can really only have that power of attorney drawn up when your mental capacity is fine, when you've got sound mind. I always class it as it's your insurance policy if something goes wrong.
This is the iMoney Podcast from iGlobal. The Great Big Indian Money Show, brought to you by iGlobal on March the 26th and 27th.
The seriousness and the depth of what you've just said is quite striking, actually, and quite moving, where I'd say majority of the population do not realise the implications of what you've just explained. There's much to be learnt here. Shandy, have there been situations in your life, in the profession that you are, that you've had to put a stone in your heart and become almost emotional about the wills that you've actually put together and written for people?
Many times, Tony. I've written wills for youngsters in early 30s who are in the last days of their life. Very, very sad situation. And but their ultimate final wish was to make sure everything goes to the right people. Unmarried, single. I've written wills where a young father or a young mother has passed away due to cancer. There are many occasions, however, where I felt deeply heartbroken, where I've assessed a client and the family came to me to do a power of attorney. I was talking to the client physically, absolutely perfect, no issues at all. The daughter was sitting there opposite her. She didn't know who the daughter was. She didn't know who the grandson was, anything like that. So she didn't know where she lived. She didn't know anything else in terms of what she had that afternoon or that day. She knew something 30 years ago, but not now. Obviously, she failed my assessment, but as the family wanted to do the lasting power of attorney, I had to turn that down and say, look, I can't, because she has no capacity. All of this we are doing, and whenever I'm talking to public, whenever I'm talking to a group of people who have invited me to give a talk, it'll always be, do it early. Plan all of this early enough. Yes, you know, there's a small cost attached to this, but man, the cost, if you fail to plan and if you fail to put these documents in place, the cost, both emotionally and financially, could be extremely high.
Shandeep Shah, you are the Principal and Managing Director of Balance Consultancy Limited. We thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you for listening to the iMoney Show, brought to you by iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
And now perhaps you could advise us and perhaps tell us those people listening to this broadcast today, what can they do to get your advice on will writing, power of attorney, and all the subjects that we've discussed today here on the program? Parents with young children, should they have wills made? When a spouse loses their better half, what happens to the estate? And financial planning. Tell us how people can get in touch with you.
Thank you, Tony. Yes, first and foremost, I'd like to say get in touch with any professional who's a member either of the Society of Will Writers or a recognized body, because you will end up getting good advice. My contact details are all on our website, balanceconsultancy.co.uk. I'm based in Stanmore. I'm fluent in Gujarati. So again, those who are weak in speaking English, I can explain fully in Gujarati, but I would say today, and my talking to you, Tony, is not about me. It really is about, I'd like to impart the importance of the wills and lasting powers of attorney and planning for those listeners who are listening to you, to say, look, go out and do the right thing. For your family in particular, do the right thing.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. The Great Big Indian Money Show, brought to you by iGlobal on March the 26th and 27th.